The huge winter storm that's cutting across the country is causing delays in COVID-19 vaccine distribution for a number of cities and states. It is a setback after the number of people getting a dose in the U.S. had been steadily growing. Eventually, there will be more than two vaccines available, and Brett Dahlberg with IEEE Spectrum explains more of the science behind what's out there and what may be on its way.
Pfizer and Moderna are the only two companies with COVID-19 vaccines that are authorized for emergency use in the United States. But there are many more under development, both here and around the world. And what usually takes years is happening in months.
The speed of vaccine development has been unprecedented.
Players race to find a COVID-19 vaccine at record time.
One of the fastest scientific achievements in modern history.
Broadly, there's two types of vaccines under development. One injects the stuff that causes an immune response directly into the body. That's the traditional way of doing it. It's what we use for flu or polio or measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. The other uses the body's own machinery to produce the protein that we need to recognize in order to fight off the virus. So let's start with the first type, the traditional way. Just because it's been around for a while doesn't mean it's outdated.
So it is an older technology. It goes back to the 50s, but can be very, very effective.
Dr. Mark Mulligan is the director of the Langone Vaccine Center at New York University. He says developing this type of vaccine is one of the most reliable options. Using this traditional approach, scientists take the virus that's causing the sickness, render it inert, and then inject it into our bodies. The body commits the shape of the inert virus to memory, so if the actual live virus appears, the body can quickly mount a defense. Mulligan says this type of vaccine is predictable and stable and doesn't require super cold storage. But growing whole viruses can take weeks, and you have to be really careful when handling them. So now, scientists are starting to look at another, newer method that uses just part of the virus.
Remember, at the outset of the pandemic, we didn't know what would or wouldn't work. And so many different approaches were put into development.
One of these approaches is called protein subunit vaccines. Under an electron microscope, certain proteins on the novel coronavirus kind of look like they stick out from the virus's core. Those are called spike proteins, and the human immune system is really good at attacking them if it knows what they look like. Dr. Dana Mazzo at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York says it's a lot faster to manufacture these proteins than it is to grow full viruses.
You sort of think of like this, these huge vats growing lots of proteins.
She says at this point in the process, the proteins are in a viscous liquid form.
Liquid or a goop, being the technical term.
Once they're made into a vaccine, they're injected through a shot and work basically the same way as the whole virus vaccines. The protein subunit vaccines furthest along in development are from Novavax in the U.S. and Vector Institute in Russia. So those are the two traditional vaccine types that inject harmless virus parts straight into the body to build immunity. The other kinds of vaccine, the newest technologies, assemble those virus parts inside the body.
Kind of like taking over the cell as a factory for producing the vaccine.
That's Jeff Ulmer. He spent 30 years working on vaccines for a variety of pharmaceutical companies. The type of vaccine he's talking about uses genetic material, either DNA or RNA, to give our own cells instructions on how to make the spike proteins that other vaccines simply inject. He says it sounds more complicated, but in some ways it's actually a lot simpler. It's the technique that Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson are all using. And Ulmer says this genetic method can adapt a lot faster to variants of the virus.
They have the potential to markedly streamline and simplify vaccines research and development.
That's because growing viruses or proteins in a lab requires not just unique blueprints, but also unique assembly.
Every new product that you make that way, basically you need to start from scratch.
On the other hand, giving our own cells the blueprint for the virus proteins means they can move right to the assembly stage. Partly because these types of vaccines are so new, scientists are encountering concern that they're modifying our own DNA. They're not. Dr. Naheed Bhadelia says the genetic material in the vaccines doesn't linger in our bodies or become part of human DNA.
It's almost like someone sending in a Snapchat disappearing image of the virus to your body. And I think that's a good analogy because that's what it is. It's a snapshot that gives your body a way to develop a memory.
Bhadelia is the medical director of the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center. She says these new vaccines are fast to produce and powerful at building immunity. But they're often not very stable. They need careful handling and really cold storage. But she says that could change as scientists get more familiar with them.
I hope future technology allows us to sort of potentially get these vaccines to a point where they're even more accessible, you know, as some of the more traditional technologies.
And the federal government says each of these different vaccines has to meet the same standards for safety and effectiveness before it's rolled out to the public. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Dahlberg.